Anchorage struggles, along with the rest of the state, with low test scores and achievement and a high dropout rate. Education Matters, Inc. is the organization that will raise the bar, Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan says, so that high school graduates are competitive in the international workplace. Cheryl Fresca is the executive director of Education Matters and the mayor's former budget director. She says the nonprofit's first project will focus on teachers.
We're in the process of designing a series of symposiums that will really examine what it means to be a great teacher. What are the characteristics of those teachers where students are performing so well? And the mayor's talked a lot about Finland, and that's one of the models that we're going to look at, and have a distinguished scholar from Finland who will be joining us in late April for the first kickoff symposium.
Finland is ranked number one in the world for education. They improved their system largely by upgrading the status and training of their teachers. But it's unclear exactly how the nonprofit will partner with the Anchorage School District, educators, and teachers' unions to improve outcomes. Education Matters grew out of an education summit in 2011 and 2012 that brought together community members, educators, and public officials to brainstorm ways to improve the district's poor education outcomes. Fresca says at the first symposium this spring, they'll be asking questions like,
what constitutes a great teacher? How do you know when you have one? You know, we want those that are producing great student performance. What are the nature of those teaching skills? And so that's the first focus. And then the next will be looking at how do you then train and professional development, principals' roles, other aspects of how do you maintain great teachers. And then the third is likely to be something about, well, let's design a program for Anchorage.
Fresca says Education Matters also hopes to partner with the state to design new teacher training programs. Mike Hanley is commissioner for the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development. He says what happens with education in Alaska's largest city will have a statewide impact.
Making a difference in the lives of our kids is really, it can't be done by one person. It can't be done by the state, and it can't be done simply at a district or a city level. It really takes a group. And so I am thrilled to be able to come alongside of the vision that Mayor Sullivan has put forward for Anchorage students, which I think will have an impact, a rippling effect outside of Anchorage and across the state.
Andy Holloman is president of the Anchorage Education Association. He represents more than 3,500 Anchorage teachers. Holloman says so far he likes much of what he hears about the new nonprofit. He has questions, though.
Obviously, to get people that qualify for that, you have to compete. You have to compete in terms of work conditions. You have to compete in terms of the resources you offer people. You have to compete in salary.
How will training and professional development be implemented throughout the district? And he's also curious where, in a time of budget cuts, the money to pay for all the training will come from. Fresca says she's starting off with $65,000 of funding, the remainder of the money raised from the private sector to pay for the mayor's education summit. And she'll be raising more funds and putting a work plan together in the coming months. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.